Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Governor Cuomo has given the thumbs up now for students to get back in the classroom across New York State. We finally heard from the governor on this. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell was listening in.
Schools are getting the green light because of the low infection rate in the state.
So if anybody can open schools, we can open schools.
As part of the district's plans, the governor says parents should know about three key elements.
Remote learning. How do you do testing? How do you do contact tracing?
Cuomo admits the testing part is tricky. When are students tested and who's responsible for doing it? The state is not offering guidance. Then there's the issue of reluctant educators.
I don't think you want to get into a legal battle with the teachers.
Districts are being told to hold virtual forums for teachers and parents. Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
This is Marla Diamond. Mayor de Blasio says reopening city schools won't be easy, but he says most New York City parents feel strongly that some kind of in-person learning is better than none.
400,000 people responding to a survey and 75% say they want their kid back in school. I've talked to a huge number of parents myself. Everywhere I go, I make sure to talk to parents, and I've actually talked to a lot of educators too. I get overwhelmingly that people want to come back. No one underestimates the challenges, but they're New Yorkers. They're tough, they're strong, they're resilient.
The mayor points to Dr. Anthony Fauci's comments that where transmission rates are low, children should return to school. De Blasio assures parents and teachers the city and state departments of education are working closely on tough standards, adding, if the coronavirus transmission rate goes above 3% for 7 days in the city, schools will close. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
We're hearing from PSEG Long Island this afternoon that 75% of their 420,000 customers affected by the storm have been restored now. Fewer than 105,000, they say, still out. And PSEG Long Island is estimating 85% of storm-affected customers will be restored by the end of today, and they're already at, they say, 75%. But getting information, basic information, that's another thing. And WCBS reporter Sophia Hall tried.
I never thought I would need two cell phones to try to get answers on my outage from PSEG Long Island, but it turns out I did. The first cell, I tried to use the automated system.
I'm sorry, we did not understand your response.
My phone number would not work, and I could not find my account number because I could not get on their website. Many of us have paperless billing, so the system put me on hold to speak to an operator. Time marched on, and I said, let me use a second cell phone and try a different number. This is what I heard. Again and again. Finally, a customer service rep answered, very nice, but to get to him, it took more than 1 hour. When I told the president of PSEG Long Island, Dan Eichhorn, about it.
Many of the customers want to talk to a representative, where in the past, typically they would use our technology more, go through our automated phone system.
Trying to get answers, another problem. The text I received told me power would be back Thursday. The rep said Saturday. The outage website says Sunday. Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
More crews in Connecticut. Eversource says about 1,200 crews are now on the ground in the restoration effort. Still more than 400,000 out. United Illuminating down to 52,000 now. That's about half of the roughly 1 million report in Connecticut alone as the result of Tuesday's storm. Data from Governor Lamont's office shows the outages appear to be dropping by more than 10% per day. At least 225 roads remain closed. President Trump approved an emergency declaration for Connecticut, which makes the state eligible to at least apply for federal aid. As we head to the Weather Center this afternoon, watching the radar because maybe some strong storms could pop up. Here's Bob Larson.
Currently rain-free in most areas, Paul, but we are tracking storms in parts of Pennsylvania that are headed eastbound and will likely cross the tri-state area a bit later this afternoon and evening. Quite hip of this afternoon, clouds and occasional sun, high not far from 80. And as we mentioned, any showered storm can be quite heavy. Still could be a spotty showered thunderstorm tonight, mostly cloudy, low 70. Tomorrow early in morning clouds, then some sunshine, chance for a showered thunderstorm, a high of 81. It's now 74 in Southampton, up to 79 in Elizabeth, 78 this hour in Midtown with a high of 80.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.